Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
There's a lot of talk out there lately about the end times. People are saying, oh yes, these are the end times. The world is going to end. This is it. We are so bad that we're seeing the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. Well, let's talk about that today on Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhage Fenlon, and I'm glad that you're here with me today to talk about reading the signs of the times. That's right, reading the signs of the times, not fearing them, but reading them. How do we read the signs of the times? Well, what do we mean by that? First of all, the signs of the times. Now, as I opened in the show, there's a lot of people talking about the end times because there is so much apparent evil in the world. There's so much upheaval in the world and confusion. There are, in every realm you look, practically, the church, politics, the world arena, society in general. Yeah, it's tough. It's bad out there. There's a lot going on that is not particularly to my, not really to my liking, let's put it that way, and I'm sure not to yours either. And there are folks, and in fact, some people whose opinion I respect highly, who say, yeah, these could be the end times. They reflect the end times, perhaps, because of the chaos and confusion and seeming reign of evil. But we never know, do we? We never know when our Lord is going to come. And so to say, you know, to bank everything on that you think these are the end times is not, I don't think that's not the best approach to this. Reading the signs of the times. Okay, so to read the signs of the times is this. Whether or not we're facing the end times now or any time in the future, it's not even, you know, people want to know. They want to know exactly when it's going to be. Well, you know what? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. And why do I say that? How can I say that? I can say that because it doesn't, quite frankly. It doesn't matter when the end times will be because we should be living every day as if it were our last. Jesus said that so many times. It's all over Scripture and even into the Old Testament. We should be living as if it were our very last day. Jesus said, you never know the day nor the hour. And so live like it could be the very next minute. Now, this is basic catechism. Our entire lives should be lived such that everything we think, do, and say pleases God, or at least that we're striving to please God in everything we think, do, and say. And if we're doing that, if we're really striving to please God in every minute of our lives, it really doesn't matter when the end times are. It doesn't matter at all, and because we're going to be ready. But on a very practical level, to read the signs of the times, Okay, so here's my scoop on this. Here are my thoughts, because I think they're pretty good thoughts. And I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of video watching, a lot of talking with people about our present times, the signs of the times, because yeah, it looks tough, and it does mimic what the Book of Revelation describes as the end times. But how do we read these in the sense of what does that mean for us? And that's the only way to read the signs of the times. Yes, there are people who watch world events and then they come up with conclusions and recommendations. And if they're knowledgeable people, that their opinion is much to be valued. But I'm talking about the average person like you, the average person like me. So reading the signs of the times, well, it makes good common sense, as far as I'm concerned, to be well prepared for anything. I mean, it does look, the financial indicators do, it does look like we could be in for a walloping recession, which would mean an economic downturn, which could mean some shortages or at least higher prices. And so it just is smart. It's practical. It's smart thinking to get prepared for that in the case that it might happen. So in the case that there would be some shortages or even, who knows, power outages, all kinds of things, right? But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, my friend. So just be prepared. Be prepared. Store up some water and some food supplies, some medical supplies, and make sure that you keep your house in order, physically, the actual material house in order. And that way, in the case that something would happen, well, you're prepared. And so too, your spiritual house, not only your material house, but your spiritual house, get it in order. So make sure that you go to confession as often as possible, that you remain in the state of grace, that you receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, which we know is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need that. You need that to survive. And so stay in the state of grace and receive the sacraments often. Encourage your loved ones to do the same and help them. Help them to strive to please God at every moment of their lives. And I don't mean take over their lives, but encourage them in a very encouraging, friendly way. This is what we need to be doing. This is what all Christians need to be doing, whether regardless of the faith that you follow, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, and no matter, that's basic Christian teaching, is to keep yourself, your house, your spiritual house in order. If you're doing this, then really there is nothing to fear, because God's got this. He's got this. He knows already the outcome. He hasn't turned his back on us by any means. He hasn't turned his back on us, and he's not going to. He is, has been, and always will be right there beside us, leading us, guiding us, protecting us. There is a plan. There's a greater plan, even if we can't see it right now. And so in this realm of reading the signs of the times, yes, look and pay attention to what's happening in the world. Please do follow Truth Media, not the mainstream media that has been time and again proven to be, in most cases, not all, but most cases, fairly corrupt. Read the signs of the times in terms of be wise to the wolves in sheep's clothing. We know that we have people in government who are not who they claim to be. And we know that there is even a touch of that in our church. And you know, it's the church, remember, is the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. But we have human beings involved in the church who are still have been affected by original sin. So have faults and shortcomings. And so we do our best, and I'm sure they do their best, but there are wolves in sheep's clothing everywhere. So be aware. Do read the signs of the times. What are people saying? What are people doing? Don't obsess about it. Just be wise to what the truth is and what the lies are that our friend Redlegs is spreading through the people, the actors that he has enticed into doing his work for him. So the signs of the times, and I do want to give you an example of the wrong way to read the signs of the times, because I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot more of reading it the wrong way, I think, than of reading it the right way. So here's the wrong way. The wrong way to read the signs of the times is to, let me put it this way. There are people who look around and say, well, this is the way the world is going. Everyone's accepting abortion. And they're telling us this and they're telling us that. And, you know, there's actually a greater good for this. And so since so many people believe that abortion is okay, so because there are so many people who believe that euthanasia is okay, on and on. There are so many people who believe that violence is the way to get things done, so on and so forth. And this the divisions and the false diversity, all of these things, and they look around and look at them as signs of the times. But rather than stand strong according to God's will and His commandments, they read the signs of the times and say, well, okay, well, then I just need to go along with it because, well, that's the signs of the times. That's the way things are. And so I need to go along with it. I need to support that. And we know that we have people in our government right now who are doing just that. They are saying, well, these are the signs of the times. This is the way the world is going. And therefore I support this. I facilitate it. We have the man in taking the presidential office right now, assuming that role, and saying that it's no matter, you know, he facilitates, he fully supports abortion, openly supports abortion, and not only that, but has taken measures to force that belief on other people and to litigate that and change our country to fall into that kind of it's not even behavior, that belief that this is an okay thing. So because so many believe it's okay, well, that's the signs of the times. So therefore I'm just going along with the signs of the times, and that's fine, and I can still receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, despite the fact that I am openly not only advocating mortal sin, but encouraging it. Now, I don't know. I can't judge the very minds and hearts of these people, but these are the words. This is the kind of rhetoric that I hear from them, that they're doing good because this is what the signs of the times are. And they're just going along with that because that's what people want and need. You see, that's wrong. It's never right. It's never right to go against God's commandments. That is not the correct way to read the signs of the times. Rather, we should be looking at these issues and saying, wow, you know, the world is heading on a crash course, or at least the people in the world who believe that this is okay, heading on a crash course to destruction. So the signs of the times are telling me that I need to cling closer to the teachings of the church. I need to cling closer to our Lord. I need to more frequently receive the sacraments and take care, good care, of my spiritual household. So you see the difference there. The difference is that when we're reading the signs of the times in a godly way, they lead us closer to God and they help us to construct our lives and our thoughts and our speech to be more in accord with God's will in the image of Christ. Whereas there are those who read the signs of the times and allow them to lead them in other directions, quite frankly. Now, there's a passage from Scripture. There's a passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew that speaks to this. And I'd like to read it to you. It's not very long. And I'd like you to be able to think about this and perhaps meditate it in your mind and heart after that you listen to my podcast and really give this some thought. So this is Matthew chapter 15. The Pharisees and Sadducees came and to test him being Christ, asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He said to them in reply, "In the evening you say, 'Tomorrow will be fair, for the sky is red,' and in the morning, 'Today will be stormy, for the sky is red and threatening.' You know how to judge the appearance of the sky, but you cannot judge the signs of the times. An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Then he left them and went away. So these folks that look at the signs of the times and see them as license to defy God, these are like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the people, the lost generation, the evil and unfaithful generation that Jesus is talking about in Matthew's gospel. They read the signs of the times as if they're daring God to do something. Daring God to do something about it. Prove yourself, God. Prove your God. Prove that I need to follow you. You see, this is not correct reading the signs of the times. That's the kind of sign that they want, this unfaithful generation that Jesus is talking about. The kinds of the signs they want are signs that feed into their pride, that give them accolades for defying God's commandments, that make God prove himself. Well, guess what? God doesn't have to prove himself. Of course not. He doesn't have to prove himself. He's God. He doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. We're the ones who have to prove something, and we have to prove to God that we love him and that we sincerely, with all of our hearts, want to follow him. That's the only proving that needs to be done. God doesn't have to give us any sign at all, but that you see that unfaithful generation, it's as if folks are daring God. Okay, yeah, prove it. Prove I'm wrong. Prove that you're right. Prove that's the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Prove that something will happen if I advocate mortal sin. It's like daring God. That's to read the signs of the times is to be relying on God, because God makes the times happen. There is no time without God. It doesn't even exist. Think about it. It doesn't exist. There wouldn't, this moment that we're speaking in right now wouldn't exist without God. And so that unfaithful generation that seeks a sign, that's not the kind of sign that God wants us to look for. The sign of the cross, that's the sign our Lord wants us to look for. That's the only sign that we need to look for, because by following our Lord, we take up the cross and follow him in his way of meekness and humility, trust in the Father, and complete adherence to the Father's will. That's the sign. That's the sign that we're all waiting for. So in reading the signs of the times right now, we have to pay attention to what's happening, but always in respect to the sign of the cross. And how does that relate to our relationship with our Lord? What is that saying to me about how I need to enhance my life, clean up my life, change my life, whatever the case may be? What is that saying to me? What can I do to make this a better world in my little corner right here where I am? How can I prepare in the case that there would be a travesty of some kind? That's reading the signs of the times, but always with trust in God and complete humility and adherence to his will. So reading the signs of the times, and they will speak to you. My friend, if you sit down, take a breath, and ask God, ask Jesus, speak to me, speak to my heart, tell me what this means for me, and what it is you want me to do in this moment for you, to better serve you. That's how you read the signs of the times. It's what it means for you in your heart from Jesus, not your willfulness, but the message that Jesus has for you that he places in the depth of your heart. So my friend, already time to move on, end the show, and wow, thanks for joining me today. There's just so much. There's so much more I could tell you, but for another podcast. And so my friend, thank you so very much for joining me today. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to book me for a speaking engagement, whether in person or online, I do online events. If you'd like to talk with me more about discerning, to read the sign of the times in your life, look into my spiritual mentoring. It's on my website, margefenelon.com. Not only about booking me for a speaking engagement, you can find my blog there, my bookstore, my gifts, margefenelon.com. By the way, all my videos are there, as well as my other episodes of Simply Holy. That's margefenelon.com. Hey, please subscribe to this podcast in whatever format allows you to subscribe. And I ask that you share it so that others can begin to prepare themselves and to learn how to read the signs of the times. Until next time, my friend, remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.